What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, March 11th, 2019, getting into the middle of the month here, start of a brand new week. We have got a lot to talk about. It's a very busy news day, and the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. So today is the anniversary of the Fukushima disaster. And it's also the birthday of the What Really Happened website. Today is the day all those years ago when I posted that first article about Vince Foster on what was then my animation resume website, which led to my blacklisting and decades of vilification and abuse and so forth. So going to get a little cupcake with a candle in it this afternoon, I guess. All right, let's get into it. Obviously, down in Venezuela, they are now in the fourth day of their massive, virtually nationwide blackout. Dozens are reported dead in the hospitals. They were on ventilators, breathing machines. The hospitals have now run out of gas for their backup emergency generators. And so it's an ugly situation. And of course, the U.S. media is saying, oh, well, it's the failure of the Maduro government to maintain the electric system here. But not many people are buying that here right now. And I'm seeing a lot of articles from places like Global Research up in Canada, which does really good things, say this is very obviously a cyber attack on Venezuela. And one of the reasons is that they'll be on the verge of getting the system reconnected back up and running, and then another attack comes in, and another attack, and another attack after that. So this is definitely cyber war, and it's causing a lot of suffering and a lot of death. And, of course, Guido is out there calling for massive protests. See, it's the fault of Maduro. No, it isn't. Venezuela is being targeted. And there is a bit of an object lesson here for all you to take note of. Because if we go to war with a military peer like Russia or China and they pop off an imp weapon, we're going to be going through exactly what the people of Venezuela are going through right now. So please make the appropriate preparations to deal with that. There's no way of knowing when this is going to end, because apparently every time Venezuela gets their power system about ready to go back online, it gets taken down again. And meanwhile, Marco Rubio just thinks this is all funny as all get out. He tweeted out this Twitter image saying, "We've found the cause of Venezuela's blackout." And it's got a picture of Godzilla breathing fire on a power station. And I don't know, if it was his mother was on a ventilator in a Caracas hospital, maybe he'd think differently. But he just thinks this is all great sport here. And, you know, it does illustrate the mentality of the neocon warmongers here. Okay, other reports are saying that basically the blackout has hit 80% of the country. And so, of course, to nobody's surprise, 80% the internet is now offline, because the internet, the routers and everything, they're powered by the electric system. But it's a massive, massive attack, and it reveals the capability that the United States has built up to cyber attack other countries. And I'm sure other countries are paying very, very close attention and wondering, could this be done to them? And the answer, unfortunately, at this point is, yeah, it could. All right, now, Patrick Hennigsen, who's a journalist and founder of 21st Century Wire, is saying that the reason for the aggression against Venezuela at this particular moment in time is to knock it out of the oil market. As you know, the United States has been developing its oil infrastructure, not much of the other infrastructure, but the oil infrastructure, and is now capable of exporting more oil than Saudi Arabia, and they want the world market all for themselves. And they can't really cost compete with Venezuela, so let's just wreck the country, and then we can have the oil prices go up, and the oil companies will get you know, very, very rich. And confirming this observation, we have Elliot Abrams is out there demanding that other countries stop trading oil with Venezuela. His latest warning is to India, but apparently he's been giving the same warning to other countries. Don't you dare do business with Venezuela. You do business only with us, you know, acting like a gangster. You know, that's a nice country you got there. Be a shame if something happened to it, is really what they're saying here. Now, on the other side of this, we have a comment from Russia saying that they will defend their Venezuela oil interests in, quote, the toughest way possible. So war is coming to Venezuela, and I would not be surprised at all if Russia's cyber warriors were on their way down there right now to help deal with this cyber attack. Now, Russia is the staunchest supporter and ally of Maduro, and they have, you know, major economic interests in Venezuela. They've poured billions of dollars into Venezuela in the form of loans and oil investments. Russia's state-controlled oil giant Rosneft has extended $6 billion of loans to Venezuela's state oil firm PDVSA. They're not going to walk away from that. So we could be looking at war with Russia. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And I hope you're all wide awake despite having to get up an hour earlier today. The Black Alliance for Peace is heading down to Venezuela. And apparently this is a propaganda move here, because this Black Alliance is at the forefront of efforts to uncover the truth and spread the word about basically white supremacy. And this appears to be another attempt to manipulate public opinion against Maduro. So it's a very, very tense situation down there. However, it may be that Iran, rather than Venezuela, will be the location of the next U.S. shooting war. This is coming from Bob Dreyfus for Tom Dispatch. And apparently, the U.S. government is reckless enough to turn the Cold War with Iran into a hot one. And they're talking about different options, military options that they could do. Pardon me. And a lot of this is driven purely by politics. We know the economic dimensions of this, but if Netanyahu's leadership in Israel is in jeopardy, he could launch a war in Syria against Iranian targets, and that could escalate. So all these soldiers, they're going to be the sacrificial lambs from an Israeli false flag mission claiming it was Syrian or Russian troops who did the deed. And, you know, to win his election and stay out of jail is basically what it is. So there are four scenarios which could be played out here. You have a potential Israeli strike against Iran, potential Syrian strikes against Israel in the Golan, or potentially direct U.S. strikes against Iran. Early today, Claire and I were talking, and she made this observation. She said, maybe it was always successfully hidden from us, but she can't remember a time in her life, which is now long, where the world just seemed so crazy and so chaotic, with so many different countries on the verge of wars or actually in wars. And I had to agree with her. I don't think it's ever been like this before, and it just feels so dangerous right now, and so fragile, like one mistake and things could just really spiral out of control. Up in Afghanistan, U.S. airstrikes against the village of Nasir Kil in Afghanistan's Nangarhar province destroyed two houses that belonged to the village's only doctor and his brother, and killed both of them along with their families, a total of 13 civilians in all, two men, their wives, nine children. And the provincial government had claimed a Taliban commander was also killed. There's no confirmation. Now, NATO is confirming the airstrikes took place, but did not confirm on the civilian deaths. You know, we don't want to trouble your little minds with all these dead civilians. I mean, really. And emphasized the attacks were self-defense. Now, how blowing up a doctor's house counts as self-defense isn't really very clear. But NATO is saying they meant to hit a Taliban operation center. Little bit of an oopsie there. They're not picking their targets very, very carefully, okay? All right, this is an important story, and I would hope cooler minds in the administration, among the war hawks, Pentagon, would pay attention to it. The RAND Corporation, as you know, is this think tank. They've been around for a very, very long time. They get all these government contracts to conduct these studies, and they were, not too long ago, handed a contract to run World War III simulations against Russia and China. And they ran dozens and dozens of them. And their conclusion was that basically the U.S. gets its rear end handed to it. So that despite all the money that has been spent, RAND Corporation is saying the United States would lose against Russia or China. And of course, somewhere along there, they would turn the keys in those little missile silos here. And it turns out the reason for this is all this high tech communication, this networking that the U.S. has been investing so much in and basing their training on. And as we already saw up in the Black Sea with the USS Donald Cook, it's easy to shut it all down. And that's where the U.S. is vulnerable. You know, all this stuff works great in training and simulation and demonstrations, but in a real-world battle scenario, it can really get shut down. All right, we're going to take a phone call here from Frank in North Carolina. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I was going to caution you against eating the red icing.
Against?
Eating the red icing, the icing on top of the cupcake.
Ah, okay. How did you know it was going to be red?
Well, just in case.
All right.
Just a couple observations, though. I understand that this weekend Trump was engaged in some campaign fundraising.
Yes.
I guess he plans to run for president again. So I guess that kind of confirms that, right?
Yes.
Okay. The other thing was, I notice in my circles that, you know, people I listen to, they seem to be kind of taking off the governor or they're not holding back anymore. They're becoming very vocal in their displeasure, with Trump's stupidity. And these are people that have been apologists, up until recently. They've really been holding back, even though they were dissatisfied and very displeased. They've been kind of holding back and trying to make excuses for him. And I notice that seems to be changing, and I expect it's going to probably get worse. But anyway, that's just a couple of observations I had.
Well, you know, Trump, I actually got an email the other day saying, how dare you turn on Trump? He's, you know, you underestimate him. He's got a plan. Well, he's 2 years into his term of office, and from where I sit, he's proving to be a very weak leader. I think he wanted to be president just so he could say he was president. We're hearing from multiple sources now that John Bolton is basically running our foreign policy, and that's not supposed to be Bolton's job. That's the president is supposed to decide that foreign policy. And, you know, he dropped the ball on vaccine safety. He dropped the ball on honest elections. He's thrashing around on immigration. And to be very honest, the only way I would support Donald Trump in 2020 is if Hillary steps in again, and it looks like she's going to do that.
Oh, really? I thought I was hearing that she wasn't.
Well, we went through this kind of a weird situation last week where she said on TV she wasn't going to run in 2020, and everybody started popping the champagne corks and getting out the Pringles. And 24 hours later, she came back and said, no, I haven't really made a decision. And God, I don't believe how everybody just overreacted to my saying that. And now she's saying she's going to wait to see what's in the Mueller report before making her final decision. But,
you can't believe anything. You can't believe anything any politician says, because they usually do end up doing the opposite of whatever they say they're going to do. But I saw a poll the other day on the news, just maybe Friday evening, Joe Biden seemed to be top guy in some poll, followed by Bernie Sanders, followed by Pocahontas.
Yeah, and Hillary was way down at the bottom. I saw that poll as well, and I'm delighted to see it. And again, we're going into another election year where we're going to have to vote for the lesser of several evils, which is still evil, and it's a stupid way to run a country. But I really do not want to see Hillary Clinton in that Oval Office. The Clintons have been a curse on not just the country as a whole. They've been a curse on our lives for all the quarter of a century now. And I really don't want Hillary in the Oval Office. Trump, again, is a disappointment. I'm waiting to see who's going to step out from the GOP field as a possible primary challenger for him. But given that the White House communications director just resigned his position to become a senior advisor to the Trump campaign, it looks to me like the GOP, they're going to basically throw behind Trump and run him again in 2020. But if the Democrats can come up with a serious candidate, and as creepy as he can be sometimes, Joe Biden is leading in the polls, Trump could find himself a single-term president, unless he starts accomplishing something substantive in the next slightly less than 2 years now. I know they've been trying to groom Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as a contender, but she keeps slipping up, stepping on her own feet, and I don't think she's going to make it to the primaries.
I'd really like to see Biden run. I think that would at least provide quite a bit of entertainment as we watch the country slide further and further into the abyss. And I better just leave it at that. Anyway, thank you.
Well, you know, I don't get entertainment value out of seeing the company slide into the abyss. I would have preferred not seeing that. But obviously, as part of the process of a Soviet Union-style collapse, this is what we have to endure. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to switch over to Jim in Chicago. Jim, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Today I was reading Trump's budget proposal, and let me tell you, it is very much anti-American. There is nothing in there that's going to help the average American. There's nothing about infrastructure. There's nothing about more housing for the homeless. Nothing about maybe cutting back on the student loans. Nothing about drug, any help from the drug company or anyone else to help the average person. So it's very much anti-American. Most of the money is going
to... No, it's pro-war. It's a war budget. He's slashed and expanding, and he's thrown all that money onto the war machine.
Yeah, it's going toward the defense contractors and other things. So, you know, I don't know if people really know this or they don't care to know. It doesn't matter if you supported Trump, you still support the man. There's nothing in this budget that's going to help you.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's a war budget.
And especially as far as the infrastructure, which we definitely need, there's nothing in there.
No, there isn't.
So, I didn't support the man. I don't like the man. But, at least you can throw Americans some crumbs. He won't even do that.
No, it's a war budget. It is. Anyway, Jim, we got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials.
Sure.
We'll be right back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Okay, aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, I have to stress going on in. This next story appears to have emerged from the Israeli media, like the Jerusalem Post, World Israel News. Okay? But the claim is that Syrian Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Miqdad has sent a message through the head of the United Nations Truce Supervision Organization, Christine Lund, a notification that if the IDF does not leave the Golan Heights, Syria will attack Israel. Now, earlier we were talking about the need for Netanyahu to stir up some trouble in that part of the world because he's facing stiff competition in his election. And if he loses that election, he's looking at criminal indictments. I would have been a little bit more trusting of this report if the United Nations had made some kind of an announcement. But so far, I haven't seen anything. So is this laying the propaganda foundation for a false flag, where Israel will blow something up inside Israel and say, oh, this is a Syrian attack, and the war will be off and running? Because Netanyahu is desperate. He's in a panic. Desperate people do desperate things. And people at that level of politics and corruption, they don't care how many people get killed, as long as they get what they want here. Alrighty. Apparently, a prominent security expert is warning of the U.S. attempts to establish relocation camps for the ISIS terrorists and their family members who have fled from eastern Syria in the western deserts of Al-Anbar. And apparently the U.S. is planning to resettle these terrorists in western Iraq. Of course, Iraq hasn't apparently been consulted on this. But apparently Hazam al-Bawi was quoted in the Arabic language Al-Maul, I'm not even going to try that one, news website, as saying on Friday that the U.S. aims to gather the ISIS terrorists in the western deserts of Iraq after withdrawal from the Baqus region in Syria. So the U.S. is still out there trying to move people around there and acting like they're in charge of Syria and Iraq, even though both Syria and Iraq want the United States to go. More about Iraq. There's a development there as well. Once again, U.S. Army helicopters are rescuing ISIS commanders, and these U.S. helicopters help these commanders escape Raqqa province that included six helicopters flying in Al-Rafidin region in Al-Tabaka town in southwestern Raqqa. And apparently, one of the reasons for this is that these ISIS commanders may have intelligence that would be seriously embarrassing to the United States government were they to be captured by Syria. Okay, you're going to love this one. This is multiculturalism. This story came out of the Daily Mail, for what it's worth. And apparently, one of these ISIS wives has said that Yazidi women can be raped as sex slaves because it states prisoners of war are property in the Quran. And basically described her interpretation of the Quran as justification for the rape and murder of these Yazidi women taken prisoners as sex slaves, saying because the Muslim holy book defines prisoners of war as property, they can be treated as objects. When she was actually pressed for details, this woman replied that she really didn't know much about the Quran. It was just something she'd been told. So the propaganda is just out there on both sides. All righty. Tens of, well, actually 90 refugee children have died due to unfavorable conditions of the Hasaka camp run by the Syrian Democratic Forces, which is one of the U.S. allies or U.S. supported groups in Syria. And apparently there are reports that some people were being tortured. Again, there's apparently been waves of protests over the lack of facilities in the camp. There's been what is being described as a terror attack over in Egypt, over in the Sinai. And apparently there was an officer and soldiers killed in an attack on Egypt's military in the Sinai Peninsula. That happened on Saturday. It caused 15 casualties, while seven of the suspected Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, ISIS or ISIL, they were killed. Everybody is fighting everybody. There's been a video released of the Houthis in Yemen successfully destroying Saudi-led coalition vehicles in Jizan. Apparently these vehicles were like bulldozers, and they were trying to basically build up fortifications in the key area on the Saudi-Yemeni border, and they got hit with anti-tank missiles. Again, we're looking at a politician who's desperate to be reelected. In this case, it's Poroshenko. And is he ready to start a war to stay in office? Maybe. So we're looking at this story. This came out of Fakti.org, where the president of the Ukrainian General Staff, Viktor Muzenko, has declared that Russia is preparing to attack Ukraine. More about this when we come back from our commercials, and we have a caller waiting on the line.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I want to finish up on this story. And again, this may be something that's being driven by a national leader who simply wants a war to win an election. So the president of the Ukrainian General Staff, Viktor Muzhenko, is claiming Russia is getting ready to attack Ukraine from the north, east, and south. Now, he's saying all of this without offering any evidence that Russia was ending the formation of military formations that, together with special units, would make up the bulk of the invading forces. But again, to me, this looks like an attempt to just stir up, either just stir up Ukrainian patriotism and saying, we must stay with Poroshenko, he's saved us from Russia. But I'm not buying it. Why would Russia invade Ukraine? Doesn't need to. There's another follow-up story here. This is from Fort Russ, and the former Minister of the Economy of Ukraine, Vladimir Lanovoy, is saying that Poroshenko is already preparing to leave Ukraine in the event of his defeat in the elections, which are scheduled for the end of this month. And if he loses his election, leaving the country is the only way to avoid criminal prosecution. So he's going to have to go someplace without extradition. I'm sure the United States will just take him on in and give him a nice home someplace, you know, out there in some retirement community or something like that. Okay, we got a caller waiting on the line. Pat in Texas. Aloha, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I think that people aren't looking at the whole story about Venezuela. Iran and Russia both want Venezuela. And we have an interest down there. Well, at one time we did, but we probably let it go. But we don't want those people on our shore, that close to our shore, because Venezuela's been doing maneuvers for war out there in the Gulf for years and years with F-16s or F-50s, whatever. And so they still have all that. They still have all that military. And that's really too close to us for somebody that hates us. And Chavez hated
us. Pat, what? The United States has been trying to overthrow the government of Venezuela for decades. Wouldn't it
then
make sense that they would basically keep their military prepared to hold off a possible invasion? I mean, look at the United States. They're invading here. They're invading there. They're invading everywhere. Every nation on earth knows the United States has become this belligerent rogue, and I'm sure they're all dusting off their military as quickly as they can.
No, that's not the way I see it, because we could, you know, Chavez kept telling all his people to be, you know, afraid of us, because the Bible says the wicked flee when no one pursues. But all those years that they've had our oil wells that they stole from, and they thought George Bush, he kept telling them George Bush is going to attack us because he thought he deserved to be attacked. But we didn't. George Bush smiles and they cuss him and all that. If we wanted them, we could have took them. We didn't like Grenada under Reagan. We don't want them.
Well, Grenada was just an absolute pushover here. And, you know, at one point, the United States did succeed in ousting Hugo Chavez in a coup d'etat, but it only lasted 2 days because the Venezuelan people liked their leaders. And I think we're probably going to see they're going to rally around Maduro. They're going to deal with the hardships of the blackout. I mean, Guido promised Mike Pence that half of the Venezuelan military would support him. But right now, more than 99% of the military are still backing Maduro.
Well, you can't believe the vote. You can't. Do you believe the vote in Iraq when everybody voted knew that if they didn't vote for Gaddafi, that they'd end up dead or somebody in their family would be in a hole in the ground?
Pat, did you look at what Gaddafi did for Libya? I mean, he raised the literacy rate, the standard of living. He built that magnificent waterworks project that was greening up the entire country. He got rid of that private central bank that was keeping all the Libyan people enslaved to debt. And he set up a state central bank and a value-based currency called the gold dinar that was so attractive the rest of Africa wanted to use it. You know, Gaddafi did a really good job for the Libyan people.
Not his own people. Our soldiers went out there and gave them all electricity. They never had electricity. All they did in his hometowns and his where all his 70 castles were. I mean, he took care of his
70 castles. Where are you getting your information? Gaddafi had one official. Listen to me, Pat.
I have a friend.
You have a friend. Pat, listen to me. Gaddafi had one official residence. He actually himself preferred to live in a tent on the grounds in the traditional manner. And, you know, I think whatever your friend is, they're trying to feed you propaganda to get you to go along with supporting the invasion of another country.
In the military, and they were living in one of the castles. The military was living in one of them. He confirmed all this stuff that everybody should know. I don't understand why it's so hidden right now. But let me tell you,
I think because it's unbelievable, and it sounds like propaganda. And, Pat, I'm going to let you go now. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Pat, I don't know how old you are, but you need to really, if you have a computer, do some research. Go on YouTube, type in Libyan Water Project.
Yeah.
I have friends who were from Libya, and Gaddafi, the dude lived in a tent, you know, okay? Like,
yeah.
They had free health care over there.
Yeah.
Free education.
Yep.
And you know who ruined it? Your country, your government. Your government. Your government ruined Iraq. Your government ruined Libya. Your government with Saudi Arabia, Pat. Saudi Arabia, that's your friend, them and Israel, ruined Yemen, right?
Yep.
I mean, come on. Syria, arming jihadis. You know, Pat, I hate to break this to you, but back in the late 70s, early 80s, your own government armed and trained bin Laden, and they were called moderate rebels. And, you know, that we all know how that works out. So you need to really do some basic research. Your country is an empire, and it's going around the world like it's doing now in Venezuela to steal people's stuff, and that's it. And if you don't,
well,
I mean,
it's not
I
just to do that, but you made a valid point here. The government of Libya was giving out free health care to the Libyan people. We certainly don't have free health care in this country. They were giving out free education to the Libyan people, raising their literacy and their educational standards. We don't have free education in this country, and that's setting a bad example. The U.S. government doesn't want the American people saying, hey, instead of spending all of this vast sums of tax money on foreign wars, give it back to us. You know, we deserve something back for all that money that we give you. The same thing was true of Venezuela. The reason they hated Hugo Chavez so much was that he was spending Venezuela's money on the Venezuelan people. And again, it was setting a bad example because, you know, the Western so-called democracies, you know, have this model of, you know, you pay for everything, inflated prices. And the model there is to just suck all the wealth out of the people and keep them dumbed down. I mean, Libya never had Common Core. Venezuela never had Common Core. And even Bill Gates is now saying Common Core was an absolute disaster.
And Mike, I want to remind Pat, where is ISIS getting the Stinger and TOW missiles from? A Stinger is an anti-aircraft missile, and a TOW is an anti-tank missile. They're just falling into their hands. Your own government has been given these groups, these weapons, and using them as a proxy army. And it goes back to the Romans and the British and the French. It's the same playbook. And I know Pat probably don't want to hear that because, you know, somebody told her, oh, listen, our military is basically now a mercenary force.
Yes, well, kind of always has been.
Yeah, like since the fruit, what was it, you know, what was in Guatemala, the fruit, United Fruit? What was
that called? United Fruit. Well, they were all over South America. They were in Cuba. Yeah. And, you know, if Pat does know how to use a computer, one of the first things she should look at is that treatise by Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler, War is a Racket. I mean, this is a guy who joined the Marines. He worked his way up through the ranks. He became one of the most respected commanders in the Marine Corps' history and always followed his orders, never questioned. Then when he retired, he sat down and he wrote and he said, this is what's really been going on, and it is an eye-opener.
And I just want to tell Pat one more thing. George Washington, he fought against the empire. It was called the British Empire. Remember that? If you do some research on that. We're doing the same thing what the British did, basically, you know? I mean,
I'm not sure that that came out the way you intended it to do. Are you talking about the independent media or the U.S. government?
No, I'm talking about the U.S. government, like how the British Empire would overthrow governments and put their puppets in. And we are an empire. We're following in the footsteps of other empires.
Yes, we are. And we're headed for the same fate.
Yeah, and Mike, real quick on Trump, I just want to say, you know, I supported him when I voted for him, obviously, and, you know, a part of me still supports him, but I can't vote for him anymore. I just don't like what I see now. And Mike, and I thought about this, if Trump really cared about us, the regular people, because he keeps saying that, he would have gave us the tax cuts first. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, a lot of people are getting a shock now that tax season is here and realizing all those tax cuts went to the corporations and the ultra wealthy. And a lot of people are seeing their tax, especially in the middle class, their tax bills actually went up this year.
And if everything was hunky-dory, how come we only had 20,000 jobs in February? You know, nothing is as it seems. It's all about perception. All right, Mike, have a good rest of the show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Ed in Florida. Aloha, Ed. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, about Smedley Butler. He's one of the two Americans who rose from the ranks to win two Congressional Medal of Honors. I believe he also had the Distinguished Service Cross and the Distinguished
Yes.
Service Medal. So he was an American hero, one you'll never see today. But the reason why I called was the Gun Control Act of 2019, that it looks like it's going to pass the Republican-controlled Senate. You've got Bubble Boy Rubio who's going to vote for it. Chucky Schumer, the Democrat, has always advocated gun control, even back as far as I can remember in the 1990s. And there are at least Rick Scott, another Republican who, from the state I live in, definitely, has changed from pro-gun to anti-gun in the last 6 months, 2 years. So I kind of wonder how many Republicans are actually going to vote. So far, by the count, there's about 48 Republicans at least. I'm sorry, 48 Democrats, at least four Republicans who will vote for gun control measures. And what this does is actually it strips you of your Second Amendment right. There is no actually, it's just gun forfeiture. I mean, think about it. No restitution, no notification, no right to an attorney, no due process. There's nothing. All it takes is the disgruntled ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend, a neighbor, anyone. We have that law here in Florida now, so you have to be very careful what you say, especially when you call in shows like this, Mike. Because all it takes is a neighbor who says, okay, that nut across the street, guess what? You lose your weapons. And now that I think it's just a matter of gun registration to gun confiscation. It happened in Bolshevik Russia in the early 1920s, happened in Nazi Germany, happened in the 70s in Cambodia. Look at state of Western Europe today, because these people cannot control Muslim hordes, which if they were armed, Western Europe would not be falling today. And look at England. The serious talk about them banning knives, because they've taken all the guns away in the early 90s, mid-90s. Now it's gone from gun violence to knife violence, and they want to take knives away. I mean, when you look at the stats, more people are killed with hammers than actually semi-assault weapons. So it's kind of ludicrous to think that, just because you take knives away, people are going to stop killing each other. And
it's absolutely ridiculous. People who reach that point, they're going to use whatever's there. In fact, this is part of the culture of Great Britain, but there are a lot of people every year who are blinded and seriously maimed by having a beer mug shoved in their face. And I think it was about 6 years ago, Britain actually passed a law outlawing glass beer mugs, and now they're all plastic.
I don't know whether to laugh or cry after hearing that one, because, you go for a cold beer, and the last thing you want to taste is plastic, you want glass, right? It just doesn't taste like beer. But then again, in England, it's not the country that, that great generation that defended against Nazi Germany, they're pretty much gone. You look at the Battle of Britain, those heroic British fighters who fended off the Nazis for a good few months until Hitler decided they weren't going to win the air war over England. So what happened? I just don't know what's happened to the English people, the European people. In general, whether you're an American or from New Zealand, Australia, Canada, we just allow politicians to dictate to us how we live our lives. I was never asked if I wanted gun control. I was never asked if I wanted millions of illegals in this country who can't speak the language, who are probably 20 points IQ lower than I am, who can't
get an important topic there, because you're talking about, where are the Americans of the World War II generation? Where are the Europeans and the British of the World War II generation? This globalist influx of all these other cultures is diluting the national identity of the indigenous people. And they don't look in a mirror and see themselves anymore as they once were.
No, my grandparents were born in the 1890s. They came over here around 1910 or so. Now, my grandmother went back to Germany for the last time in 1973, and it changed then. I'd hate to see what her heart would be broken if she saw what her country looked like and what it is today. My grandparents died before Germany became a third world nation. legislation, because we're living to see that now here in America. And once,
yes,
going back to gun control, once they do take our guns away, it's just a matter of how many people will comply. A good 90% probably will turn their weapons in. I mean, your semi-automatics, your pistols, anything over 5 rounds in a magazine, and it'll be like the 1996 Gun Registration Act, which was, in my opinion, unconstitutional. But then again, you know, we have a lot of laws in quotes that are unconstitutional today, Mike, that would have been unthinkable 50 years ago.
Well, the bottom line is the federal government is becoming afraid of the general population. They're looking at the yellow vest protests and they're getting nervous. Okay, Ed, gotta
one
let you go.
Question,
gotta
Mike, take a break. One last thing: we need to get rid of all the special interest groups from AIPAC all the way down to Big Pharma.
Okay, gotta let you go. Gotta take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones. We got a lot of callers on the line here today, and we're going to go to Michael in New York. Aloha, Michael. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I just want to follow up on the great conversation you're having with your callers, especially Ed's call. I'm glad he brought up General Smedley Butler. That covers it all. The caller before that spot on with everything. However, we're not an empire. Now, they got us behaving, our country as an empire, spread out across the four corners of the earth, spreading us thin with our resources, our troops, and our treasure, which will kill all empires as it has in the past. It'll destroy them,
yes.
Overextension. But unlike
yes.
a real empire, we're not benefiting at home from all the exploitations our military is being used for abroad. That's only benefiting the United Nations and their one world government system. Our country, our government's been hijacked by those people after World War II to force all the nations in the world under the UN mandates. We're the last country to go. That's why they have to take our guns, because they can't do it if we're armed. That's why we can never let go of our arms, give them up no matter what. And if somebody complains and they say, well, now because of this law, we can take your guns because somebody thinks you're mentally unstable. There's the constitutional due process of law. Anytime our rights are being violated in any way, they have to prove in court that this is a legitimate crime. Otherwise, they shouldn't be able to accomplish that. So ultimately, the traitors in Washington, D.C., constantly conspiring to undermine our freedoms granted by the Constitution, circumventing those rights, and we can't allow that. And last, unfortunately, President Trump, like we all had hope in, he's swimming in the swamp. He's been compromised for sure. And the economy isn't great, people. Everybody knows that. And when it all crashes and burns, if we're armed, we can get them. If we're not armed, they can get us. That's another reason why they're hell-bent on trying to get our weapons from us now. And Trump is also not doing anything to get us out of this United Nations agenda activity in any respect. And so, unfortunately, President Trump is definitely letting us down. And so I wanted to just agree with everybody on that topic as well.
Okay, well, I agree with pretty much everything you said, although I still think the United States is acting as an empire, and it's not just in service to the globalists and the United Nations, but it's in service to the oligarchs within our own society, which includes the military-industrial complex. And as I was
right.
pointing out to Dustin, the difference between the United States and other countries like Libya and Venezuela spent their nation's wealth on the nation's people, and these oligarchical societies think that's a bad example. They don't want, you know, the serfs to get ideas. That was one of the reasons why World War II was manipulated into being, because the National Socialists in Germany had shut down the private central bank. They'd issued a value-based currency. Their economy had lit up. They called it the German miracle. And all of the world's bankers were saying, we can't let that stand, or the rest of the world is going to say, let's run our nations the way Germany is running their nation, and things are going to get better for us, which would have actually been true.
Right, Michael. Bottom line is, it's all big corporate control mechanism over us. We have to get rid of these big corporations.
Well, again, you know, wise government should be standing in the middle between corporate greed and the needs of the general public. The U.S. federal government has gone totally fascist. Anyway, got to let you go. Got to take a station identification break, and we'll be right back.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.